airbag recall expands.
Probably the most complex consumer safety recall in U.S. history.
California oil spill.
A few hours ago, it was a beautiful beach, and now it's a mess.
Saying goodbye to Dave.
Our final show.
No, wait a minute.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Takata airbag recall is now the biggest auto industry recall ever. The Japanese company has added 18 million airbags to an already long list after pressure from regulators. At least six deaths have been blamed on the bags that exploded with too much force, sending shrapnel flying. Angelina Sujata was hurt when the bag in her Honda Civic deployed in a crash.
I had a hole in my chest, clear enough to see the bone at the bottom. Everybody kept telling me airbags don't do that.
CBS's Heather Bosch has more.
With nearly 34 million potentially explosive airbags being recalled.
This is an enormously complex situation.
National Highway Traffic Safety Chief Mark Rosekind. He says the recall involves 11 car manufacturers and multiple suppliers. So how do you know if your vehicle's affected? AAA's Robert Sinclair.
You're going to have to check the VIN number. There's information available from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that points to the vehicles that are having problems.
Go to safercar.gov. You may also get a recall notice in the mail. You're urged to get repairs done quickly, but realistically, it could take months before all the replacement parts are ready. Older vehicles and those in regions with high humidity will get priority.
At least one tornado, maybe more, caused damage last night in several towns northwest of Fort Worth, Texas.
I've seen a small tail come down. As soon as it touched, debris flew up in
the
air.
The resort town of Mineral Wells appears to have been the hardest hit. The downtown section's been sealed off because of the damage. No reported injuries. Off the coast of Central California, about 21,000 gallons of oil has created a slick about 4 miles long, getting a lot of attention from shore.
It's really sad. It's really sad, and I hope they can clean it up, but that's, you know, it's a lot of damage out there.
An onshore pipeline split, sending oil into a storm drain and then into the Pacific. They managed to shut it off after several hours. In a nationwide first, Oregon is going to charge drivers for the miles they drive instead of the gas they use. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Starting this summer, volunteers outfitted with special monitoring devices will pay 1.5 cents for each mile they drive on Oregon's public roads instead of the tax now paid at the pump. Critics say that will remove the incentive to go green, with electric and hybrid cars paying the same as gas guzzlers. Supporters say it's only fair all drivers help pay for badly needed road repairs. Plenty of states already charge by mileage. Of course, they're called toll roads. Steve?
An engineers union's calling on Amtrak to put a second person at the controls of trains in the Northeast Corridor. CBS News has learned the engineer of the train that derailed in Philadelphia had worked on the route for only about 2 weeks. The cruise liner Norwegian Dawn ran aground on a reef off Bermuda yesterday when a steering system malfunctioned. Passenger Rachel Hansen.
It's pretty stressful. The crew is doing everything they can to try to keep everyone calm, but it's a pretty stressful environment.
A rising tide helped free the ship after several hours. It's now anchored and being inspected. Overseas, Malaysia and Indonesia have agreed to give temporary refuge to thousands of migrants who've been stranded at sea. Some are from Bangladesh. Others are members of a Muslim minority in Myanmar. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us a Senate panel is taking up the issue of untested rape kits.
The bags of evidence literally collect dust sitting on shelves untested. This week, advocates released new figures showing 1,000 untested rape kits in Charlotte, 1,300 in Kansas City, close to 2,900 in San Diego. Ilsa Connect is with the Joyful Heart Foundation, which tallied the numbers.
When we're not testing these rape kits, we send a message to victims that they don't matter and their cases don't matter.
Congress has dedicated more than $40 million to help cities and states test more kits. The Senate Judiciary Committee looks into the backlog today. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Los Angeles City Council's taken the first step to raise the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Councilman Mike Bonin.
We have a cancer in the city of Los Angeles called poverty, and it is eating and destroying this city.
A retail giant's making a new commitment to the nation's vets. CBS's Barry Bagdano.
With its goal of hiring 100,000 veterans within reach 3 years ahead of schedule, Walmart is expanding its employment program for former service members. It now estimates 250,000 will be hired by 2020. Vets honorably discharged after Memorial Day 2013 are guaranteed a job offer. Retired Brigadier General Gary Proffitt runs the program.
We encourage them to go to our microsite, Walmart Career
careerswithamission.com, select either their interest in finding a job or career, and they are the first candidates that will receive a look from us.
Many of the jobs are low pay, but Profit argues they provide stepping stones to better positions inside and outside of Walmart. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Kickers in the NFL are an accurate bunch.
It is good! He got it!
Long field goals, exciting. Routine extra points, not so much. This fall, the league will move the snap point on extra points from the 2-yard line to the 15. After 33 years on late night TV, David Letterman leaves the CBS Late Show tonight, heading into retirement after a long run of guests and gags, innovation, and unpredictability. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
He is the elder statesman of the late night format. 33 years he's been doing it, first on NBC, and since 1993 on CBS. It's been the Late Show with David Letterman. From stupid pet tricks
meow, meow, meow,
to the Late Show Top 10.
The number one Betty White tip for living a long and happy life.
Don't waste your time watching this crap.
Letterman's always had the most distinguished array of guests.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only Bill Murray.
Please welcome Tom Hanks.
Here she is, Julia Roberts.
And he has developed a following devoted beyond any of his peers.
Well, nothing makes you feel better than a solid dose of Dave.
Backed all these years by Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra, Letterman's going out a winner. And ever since he requested it of us, the CBS World News Roundup will always provide a time check.
After they do the stocks, the guy says, time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
I say that sometimes, but a lot of times I just shorten it to say 8 past the hour.
What would it take to get you to do the whole thing?
See ya. Miss ya. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Well, so long, Dave, and thanks for keeping time with us.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Something new in the sky, an experimental spacecraft with no fuel supply. CBS News correspondent Peter King says it's a citizen-funded effort due to launch today to see if the sun can power space travel.
It's called LightSail, and don't ask if it's bigger than a bread box.
Spacecraft itself is something close to a loaf of bread.
Its solar sail is much bigger.
Once it's deployed, it's more like the size of a boxing ring.
Jennifer Vaughn is chief operating officer for the Planetary Society, a nonprofit space advocacy group which crowdsourced the LightSail project to see if photons from the sun can fly a spacecraft with no chemical fuel. This flight will test the mechanism for the sail. The next one will be more ambitious.
To be able to control the sails, to be able to pull it up higher, sustain the orbit. We might even raise the orbit a bit.
That would come next year if all goes well with this first light sail flight. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.